I went and saw the 2023 film Missing at the theater last night. It was at the Victoria Gardens in Rancho Cucamonga. The theater had maybe 30-ish people in it. I didn't know what to expect. It was just a new film that had came out. There was another film, I guess this one was based on, which I had never seen before, so I did not know what to expect. This is one of those types of films where it looks like the entire thing was filmed on a cell phone or through a webcam or through a web browser or from a camera, like a security camera, but it was never like a directly looking at someone. It's always through the point of view of a camera, cell phone, computer. That style of filmography is not something that I am a fan of. A lot of the scenes were super blurry. Some of the reason that you go to the movies is not only for the enhanced audio and to be able to focus just on one thing, but to see a nice visual quality or cinematography. And that's definitely something that this film lacked because of the film choice. Anyhow, before I go further into it, the film stars Tim Griffin as James is the father. There's June, who's the main star in the film. Young June is played by Ava Zaria Lee. Nia Long plays the mother, Grace. Storm Reed plays the part of June. The budding stepdad is played by Ken Luong. And the attorney in the film was played by Amy Landecker. Her name was Heather. In this film, Nia Long's character, Grace, was planning a vacation getaway with her boyfriend, Kevin. It was, I think, a Mexico trip. They were going to be gone for the weekend. They were leaving their daughter, June, who's 18, alone in the house for the weekend. And June had ulterior plans for the weekend. She was going to have a party, which she did while they were out. When it comes time to pick her mom and boyfriend up at the airport, they are a no-show. And that's where the film starts to get interesting. She becomes a miniature investigator. She's a little bit of an Enola Holmes, but not to that degree, but a little bit of a, maybe a Wednesday. So she starts her own little investigation before even going to the police and starts trying to figure out what happened to her mother. So that is the gist of this film. Before I get into spoilers, I will kind of say I thought the film was entertaining, but had I known it was filmed like this, I probably wouldn't have seen it. I would give this film 3 stars. I thought it was entertaining, but I wouldn't recommend anyone go see it because you could just watch it on your laptop or something. It was weird for the style of filmography. Now, getting into the spoiler territory, this film commits an abysmal sin, in my opinion. And one of the things I really hate is when someone that is on the inside that's working against you, like when there's someone working at CTU in 24 and there's someone always feeding the bad guys the information, there's always that mole type of thing. This one sort of does that, where there's a big twist in the film where it turns out her real dad, he was the one who arranged for the kidnapping of June's mom. He was the one that had basically arranged for the boyfriend, Kevin, to be put into her life. Strictly all of this was to arrange for her kidnapping and try to get away with it. Just a ridiculous plot twist, kind of like someone from the inside working against you, where I was rooting for June to finally found her real dad and who she loved, and that was that story, and that he had died. They made you think that he had died of cancer, but in fact he had just, I guess, been put in jail or something, where they were separated from each other for a long time. Her mom made up a story, told June that he was dead. So I was kind of hoping that there was a reunion that could be real. And that's one of the problems with these types of films that I have. I hate those kinds of twists. It's just not realistic. But like I said, this is a Hollywood style movie. There has to be a storyline. These writers have to come up with something, and they're always reaching out for ideas. Although this isn't a new idea, I get it. They have to make a story. But in the end, I did not like the twist in this film. But other than that, I thought it was entertaining, and I didn't like the style of the filmography, but hey, that's just a choice they made. This film was a follow-up to a 2018 film called Searching, starring John Chow, which was filmed in this same format. So had I known that, and had I seen the previous film, I sort of would have known what to expect. And I guess that's what I failed to understand. It also starred Deborah Messing. I sort of like this one. I might go back and see if maybe check out Searching to see if they improved on anything, any of the plot lines or anything like that. If maybe the other one was done better, I don't know. Anyhow, that's my review of Missing. Thanks for listening.